So, back in the shop this morning working on this Model T. Still haven't got the valves in. I went to put this heavy duty clutch return spring in it and I decided, yeah, let's take the clutch apart and have a really good look at it. So, I took it apart and it turns out they put a spacer plate in it and took some of the discs out. So, I've got discs coming to put that back together correctly. I've put the pistons in. And I've taken up the rods. So when you say taking up the rods, you pull shims out of these and tighten them up. I've got that all done. The camshaft is installed and timed. So show you the spacer plate. This spacer plate right here is really thick. And that's what they installed in there to take a disc out. So this is your clutch pressure plate assembly. And then that's what returns the clutch. That holds the spring. The old spring is sagging pretty bad, but the new spring that I put in, it actually is 10% more holding force. So I'm hoping this has at least 50% more power, so 10% holding force should help a little bit in preventing that clutch from slipping. So this clutch is essentially direct drive. When you step down on the pedal, you grab this band and that's low. This one I believe is reverse. This is the brake. So that creates low. This creates direct straight through. So there's 25 plates and discs in there that are held by that big spring on the back. So we'll show you that when it's all back together and kind of how it works. Kind of cool. Pretty simple design for 100 years old. And honestly, those clutches, they're not burnt up or anything. It just, I want the extra clutches in there so that it'll hold the extra horsepower. So now my curiosity gets me as to, there's the springs, what the difference in the weight is. So this is 3.22 ounces, the valve, the keepers, and the LS retainer. I have another retainer coming for an 8N Ford tractor that I think is going to be different. Let's see, I think this valve's lighter. So that's 3023. So this is a heavier valve setup. As far as the valve itself goes, I think the valve is lighter. That's 282. And that's 276. So what makes it heavier is this retainer. This retainer set up with these locks. So this retainer I have coming is a little bit lighter than this one. However, the locks compared to like the pin, yeah, it's quite a bit heavier. So we will weigh that new retainer setup when it comes in and see if it's lighter, but we are also going bigger diameter on the valve, so it's an improvement in performance there. Amazing, the height is the same, everything. It's pretty cool, 100 years difference in those valves, and still valve does the same thing, opens and closes. Let's air in, let's air out. Well, it's a new day in the shop. Still working on the Model T engine. It's looking good though. And yesterday I mounted up these clincher wheels and tires. These are 30 by 3.5 for the Model T. And what I'm gonna do this morning, we're gonna take the 21s off. So these wheels are really loose. You can hear that thing. You see the movement on the wheel. I think the pegs are just really shrunk up. I can probably use them for something with, you know, low horsepower, lightweight, or make them like a yard art thing or something. They're not junk, but they're definitely junk for this. So we're gonna get this thing jacked up, get the wheels all swapped out, wheels and tires, and maybe take it for a rip later. Well, I had a time-lapse camera set up, but it died. So this is the end result. Got the 30 by 3.5s on, which is the proper wheel for this car. These are called demountable clinchers. And then here's the wore out. That one's not very loose there. This one here, this one is really loose. And believe it or not, they actually ran pretty good. Even as loose as they were, it rolled down the road nice. Made a lot of noise, especially at slow speed. High speed, you couldn't really hear it, but we're gonna get on taking that to the dyno. We're gonna dyno the motor that's in it. We're gonna dyno the motor that's in that car over there, my original Model T. And then I've got a couple of motors going in, and we'll show you the increased results. I don't know if I've ever seen any videos or know of anybody that's dynoed a Model T. So let me know in the comments if there's any videos out there. But yeah, we're gonna dyno it. And I think I'll take the Model A and actually dyno it just to see how much horsepower it actually makes to the ground, because I think that's pretty cool. Alrighty, we're back on Model T engines. We're still building the Hot Rod Model T. We do have the head back on it. I've got the William Kirk motor up in the air. We're gonna pull this pan in the spacer. I'm pretty sure it's got a Model A stroker crank in it. I can tell the end is threaded here, so I'm hoping that's what's in it. Hopefully it's got Model T or Model A rods. We've drained the oil. There wasn't much in it. I steam cleaned it off. Looks pretty good, but yeah, we're gonna pull that plate off. I have a pan coming for this, so I'm gonna put a finned pan on the bottom just to help cool the oil. But I can't wait to see the inside of this motor, so let's get this pan ripped off. Off, we're all gonna look together, so let's see what we got. Oh yeah, for sure it's a Model A crank. Oh, that's awesome. Got some custom made dippers on there. Looks like Model T rods, Model T aluminum pistons. It's kind of interesting, it's got brass main caps. Like the dipper assembly. Definitely a rowdy setup. Never seen this dip pan with this little step in it right here. I don't know what that is. That's a little different. Got a big feeder oil line. Still got the small drain tube. You can see it right there. That's the internal small drain tube that feeds kind of the front and the gears. And he's got the original one that feeds the main bearing. That's the front main. So yeah, we're gonna get a good look at these rods and mains. Everything looks really good. I don't see any babbit or anything. So I'm thinking this is probably a good motor. So we'll get that finned pan on the bottom, and we'll get the engine fired up and see what she runs like. We got this instant brass and copper tarnish remover. Look at how this stuff works. I think it's an acid. Kind of smells acidic.
again. It's just like not brass.
Yeah, but I got a little bit of that overspray on there. I'll have to repolish that. But that at least took the tarnish off.
It did.
Now I can polish it. Get my old brass Model T shined up again. Little girl. Yeah, didn't use very much either. Flitz.
What's that stuff?
Flitz.
Okay, well.
And it says Eco Safe Product Green. Ah, Green New Deal. That looks really good. I like that. Might have to just take it for a ride in the rain when it starts to rain here in a minute. Now, look at that. That turned my hands bronze.
Yeah.
Well, had some parts show up today for the OG 15 Model T hot rod motor that I'm building. This is the magneto coil. So here's the old one. It's the OG original. It was deteriorating. This tape was coming off. I was afraid these pieces of tape were going to plug up my oil tubes. So you got these oil tubes that run down and feed the front of the motor, and that tape gets caught in them and plugs them up. This was not an inexpensive part, just saying, but we're gonna get this put in and get the transmission back on and maybe put the oil pan on. I'm kind of waiting on a couple gaskets still, but I don't know, I got something here that might get me by until those get here, so we'll get on that right now. Rin dog, what are you doing, huh? Did you come to help me? Did you just come to say hi? You're wet. You've been out in the rain. Well, I got these three Model T engines with that Model T. And I've rigged this one up here on the floor. I'm going to see if it'll start. I don't know if it will or not, but we're going to give it a try. So first thing I did, when I turned this over, you hear that buzzing, that's the coils. And it'll change because each cylinder has its own sound. So that's another one. There's another one. And there's another one. Okay, so we got all the coils buzzing. I think we got fuel in it. Come over here, Ren. Come over here. Come on, come over here. You're right in the line of the muffler. Could be fire coming out of it. What if we get fire in? What are we gonna do if we get fire out of it? Okay, so we've got it hooked up positive ground. And we'll choke it here a little bit. Ooh, she's trying to run. There's fire coming out of the back of it. I believe it's starting that easy. I need to turn the idle up just a little. No way is it going to start that easy. Nothing's ever that easy around here. What the heck? Get a little bit more timing. What I'm adjusting here is the trigger.
More timing. Oops, that was too much timing. I think I might have lost my battery. Let's get another battery. Let's get a better battery. I don't know if this feels... Yeah, it's draining. It's got a program going here. It's kind of sketchy. Kind of sketchy. Okay, put a little more time out. Ooh, buzzing. I'll be careful if that Model T will start. Should be number four. Number four. Oh, I see. See this little short right here? We're shorting back to ourselves back behind there. So we're gonna unhook that. And then we're gonna bend that a little. Bend that away and see if we can get it not. Ooh, it kicked. Teeth out. That's where you get a Model T just right, and you touch the buzz coil and it'll start. Doesn't it? Now, let's see if it'll hand crank. I think she's a little warm.
Hmm. Is it the smoke giving it away?
Yeah, she's 200 degrees. Well, it's only 200 degrees at the back. It's 100 and something. It's that exhaust. It gets really hot. 400 and something. That very rear cylinder is running really lean. But, hey, it runs. I'm pretty excited about that. It sounds really good. It doesn't knock and hammer and thrash. It has... a stuck clutch, but that's normal for these Model T's after they've sat for a long time. I could probably rev it up and jam it in low and get it to break free, but we'll do that in the car. You gonna help me start this motor? Can you help me start this motor now? So the day has come to finally start the William Kirk motor, Bill Kirk. So this motor has a Model A crankshaft in it, quarter inch stroker. It's high compression. I think it's around 8.5 to 1. It has a 2-barrel downdraft carburetor from a V860. Model A intake and exhaust. It has modified oiling system. It has Model T rods, but they're special built, polished, pretty cool. Brass main caps. The camshaft, however, is very unique. It has George Riley lift actuators and solid lifters that are adjustable. So it has an old style Bosch distributor in it from a Volkswagen, and I've never heard it run. I'm pretty excited to hear it run. I hope it runs. I imagine if it runs, it's going to run pretty good. If it does run good, I'm going to put it in my Model T Speedster, and we're going to take it to a dyno. All right, man, let's start it up. Let's start this thing up. Let's turn that fan on so you can hear it. And I have no idea what it's going to do. All right. Gas over here on the floor. Could have fire there. Got ignition. Smells like top fuel nitromethane. I don't know which way advance is on it. I have a feeling that it's this way. So we're gonna come over here for now. That'll hold the distributor. And then we'll hook this back up.
Today.
I can't wait to put that in my Speedster. I think that thing probably makes about 60 or 70 horsepower. I know that don't sound like much, but considering it was 20 when it came from the factory, that's cool.
Well, working on Model T engines, needed a couple of parts the other day. This cover right here, they make a finned one to get rid of temperature out of the engine and transmission. I looked on the old interweb and turns out they're not available. COVID pretty much shut the manufacturing of them down. So I put a little want ad on the old Model T site, and this George Lockett out of Oregon, he messaged me back and said he had one and he would be willing to ship it to me and sell it. So thank you, George. Anyway, that's the racing finned cover, pretty nice piece. So we'll acid wash that and put that on our hot rod Model T here. Also, I wanted to get the factory lights for the 15. Found a set of those on Marketplace. These are E&J lanterns. And let's set you guys down right here. This E&J lantern has the brass ring and the brass stovetop, basically. But in the bottom here, this right here is the lantern. You put a wick in here, you put kerosene in that. Oh, it's already got a wick. Look at that. All I got to do is put kerosene in it, and then that adjusts the wick up right there. And then you basically put that back in there like so, and that locks in. And those are original for 1915, so pretty cool. Alrighty, another beautiful day in Havasu. Got Brian here from the Horsepower Connection. Brad, he's driving the Model A. We are headed to Brian's dyno. So I have to get in first because it only has one door.
Okay.
This is a one door.
It's a one door model.
I think everything's pretty much ready, but
we'll roll start it.
This does not have a starter, Brian. This is kind of Rube Goldberg, to say the least. And it don't have a transmission per se. So you hear that?
Yeah.
That's spark. It's being thrown.
Nice.
So we'll roll just a little ways here. We're running, bro. Hang on. You like that, don't you? So this is low. That's hot. Slipping pretty good in high. There we go.
Woo, baby.
We're locked in. Your door's not shut, Brian. Don't fall out. You gotta kind of slam it. Jeez, Brian. You're gonna fall out on the road.
Well, I can almost walk as fast, so.
Yeah, but wait till I get her lit up. When you step down on this left pedal, like you're pushing on the clutch, that's low.
Yeah.
It's out of adjustment right now, but. And then that's high. That's it.
That's it.
Two speeds. Now you're feet free.
Yeah, where's the throttle?
Right here.
Okay.
That's the throttle. And then you got timing. You got to keep managing the timing. So this is retarded. This is advanced. You get it too far advanced, it starts to clatter. You got to back out just a little.
That's funny.
Yeah. So we've made it down to the dyno, and I took the hood off because it's a little warm. We're gonna let it cool off. How'd yours run, Brad?
It ran good.
It's ready for dyno, yep. Bald tires and all. Brian, he giggled the whole way here. Brian thought that was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
So I don't know that I've ever seen anybody put a Model T or a Model A on a dyno and run it. Like, I mean, I don't know why you would want to, but I'm just curious, what do they actually put to the ground? So I think it's pretty cool that my buddy Brian has a dyno and likes to goof off with it. So if you ever want to dyno a bicycle, a motorcycle, hit Brian up.
ATC.
Yeah, ATC. Whatever. Your quad, like, he'll dyno anything. The math. So because this is non-electronic, non-compliant with this technology, we're having to manually enter some numbers.
Yeah.
So Brian is manually data logging.
Oh yeah. So doing the third now.
Probably, well, so we have to be careful. Ignition on this.
Oh, yeah.
So just back up over there. Ignition does jack it. Shocking, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay. So now let's do another one, and I'm gonna pull a bunch of timing out of it.
Okay.
So that's our torque, 114.
Yeah.
Let me take a picture of that.
They say the motor is 40 stock. Now this does have a 32 carburetor on it, which is an upgrade, and a high compression head, fleece head.
Ooh.
But 53?
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Let me save this first, okay?
Okay, so we're on the dyno. We just made a pull at 53 horsepower. I pulled some timing out of it and it went up to 50. We got the engine warmed up to good temp now. So we're gonna roll another one, and I'm gonna put all the timing in it, and we're gonna see what it'll do with timing. So here goes. More torque.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's the same. Exact same horsepower. So I guess it doesn't really need all that timing in it. Doesn't make that big of a difference.
No.
Add a little tiny bit of torque. So that pretty much does it for the dyno on the Model A. It makes a lot more horsepower than I thought it ever would. We're going to get the Model T on next, and we'll share that with you.
The oldest car Brian's ever had on his dyno.
No doubt about it. I like that answer.
Well, yeah. Define good, Brian.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot. Just don't have a starter. You have to start this thing. This is a process, Brian.
Okay.
You gotta retard the timing, you gotta put a little throttle in it. Good thing is it's on the dyno, so the wheels are free. Those settings in the dyno, are they going to be saved?
They can be, yeah.
So, because this one...
I didn't save the last one, but I'll save this one.
So, when I do the engine swap, we want to compare to see what I pick up on the new engine. Because the new engine is supposedly 10 more horsepower than this one. 13 horsepower, that's... So, probably at the crankshaft, it's... It's 20 horse, right?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you probably lose 7 through this drivetrain and gearing. And
oh, yeah. I'd buy that.
So, Henry Ford, he wasn't lying. He told you he gave you 20 horse. He gave you 20 horse. Now, so at the drawbar, that's only probably like 10. And, I don't know, most days them were sick horses, so... That's more like 5. So a team of horses was probably better than this car back in 1915. That's fine. Well, we made it back from the dyno. It's time to rip the engine out and get the new high horsepower engine installed and get this thing dialed in. So McKay gets back here Monday or Tuesday, and we're gonna get on that and get that motor switched out.